KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Cass Health. And at 7:07, we have a mostly clear sky and 26 degrees in Atlantic. We're looking for it to be partly cloudy and windy today with a high of 41, winds northwest at 15 to 30 miles per hour. Nothing like what we experienced yesterday here across southwest Iowa. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. Wednesday's night's powerful storm spun off multiple tornadoes in Iowa while straight-line winds exceeded 80 miles per hour at some locations. There were dozens of reports of structural and tree damage, and one person was killed in eastern Iowa due to the strong winds. Meteorologist Alex Krull at the National Weather Service in Des Moines says there's storm damage in virtually all of Iowa's 99 counties.
Throughout the state of Iowa, we know we have at least five tornadoes, coordinating with the other NWS offices that also cover counties in Iowa. Most of the offices today are going to be sending out damage survey teams to go look at the tornadoes that we have that are confirmed, and then also assess if any of the other damage reports we got, if they were associated with a tornado or straight-line winds.
The storm packed exceptionally strong winds, which reportedly topped out in western Iowa with identical reports from Missouri Valley and Sydney.
I believe 83 miles per hour is what we got from one of our ASOS stations, which tends to be more reliable. I believe there was a personal weather station of 88 miles per hour out in Audubon. The reliability of those personal weather stations aren't always the best, though, but it's definitely possible that a thunderstorm could have produced an 88-mile-per-hour wind gust in west-central Iowa.
One death was reported in eastern Iowa that's attributed directly to the storm. The Iowa State Patrol says strong winds flipped over a tractor-trailer into a ditch in Benton County, killing the driver, whose name was not released. Kroll says it appears that's the only casualty.
No, that is the only report that we have had so far then into the Weather Service. No other injuries or fatalities have been reported with any of the severe thunderstorms that occurred, nor with any of the non-thunderstorm wind gusts that occurred overnight.
More than 140,000 homes were without power statewide at the peak of the storm. Utility companies say it may be 3 days before all the power is restored. Here in Cass County, at least two video and spotter-confirmed tornadoes touched down. One happened about a mile north-northwest of Atlantic. The other crossed Interstate 80 from Cass into Audubon County. Cass County Emergency Management Coordinator Mike Kennan had said there appeared to have been a path of damage spanning from just southwest of Atlantic to northeast of town, affecting homes, silos, and outbuildings. Another tornado was confirmed 3 miles south-southwest of Brayton at around 5 p.m. Wednesday. A storm spotter reported flipped semis and power flashes in the area. Authorities closed Olive Street north of Atlantic from Chicago Road to Dallas Road last night due to power lines falling across the road. Cass County Communications confirmed this morning that the road was still closed as of earlier, but it was expected to reopen. The sheriff's office advised motorists, meanwhile, to use caution this morning as there is a considerable amount of debris, power lines, and poles that are down in some roadways. Numerous power outages, as mentioned, have been reported across the listening area, including in Atlantic. One outage occurred late last night when transformers blew between Olive Street and Walmart with the winds and galloping lines. The power was restored a few hours later. The fast-moving line of storms developed Wednesday afternoon in north-central Kansas and started moving to the northeast at 70 to 80 miles per hour. And as of the latest reports that we had compiled information for power outages in the area, Cass County had 96 customers without power. 90 of those were with the Guthrie County REC. Adair County had 18 customers without power, with 11 of those from the Guthrie County REC. In Adams County, there were 16 customers of the Southwest REC that were without power. Audubon County had 523 customers without power. Guthrie County, 656. Shelby County, 228. Pott County, 1,297, with 1,290 of those being from MidAmerican Energy. And Montgomery County had 123 MidAmerican Energy customers without power this morning. Many Iowans called 911 Wednesday night to report the smell of smoke in the air, and authorities say the smell, dust, and haze came from a wildfire in Kansas, leading to poor air quality. Officials urged persons who thought the smoke may have been from a local structure fire and could see flames or more dense smoke to not hesitate and call 911. Elsewhere in the news, the lecture and recital series that traces the origins of various musical genres was created by women in an exhibition about the earliest sketches and paintings of central and western Iowa, paired with contemporary photos of the same locations. Another exhibition about underrepresented communities in Iowa. These are three of the 31 projects that will receive a Humanities Project grant, according to an announcement from the Iowa Department of Cultural Affairs. The statewide grant program supports public humanities projects and educational programs that encourage contemplation, spark conversation, and invite communities to explore the human experience. The department received 40 eligible applications and awarded a total of $364,769 in grants. Funding for the new program comes from the National Endowment for the Humanities, a federal agency which last year recognized the Iowa Department of Cultural Affairs as its interim state humanities council partner in Iowa. The list of grant recipients spans 17 Iowa cities, including Arnold's Park, Council Bluffs, Dubuque, and Muscatine. Grants were awarded to historic sites, museums, community groups, colleges, universities, libraries, and organizations that focus on culture and arts. And among the notable projects that received funding is the historic General Dodge House in Council Bluffs, which was awarded $2,600 to develop an exhibit of 40 sketches and paintings by George Simons, which are among the earliest images of central and western Iowa. Those images will be displayed with contemporary photos Buck Christensen shot of the same locations. More news online at KJAN.com. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News is brought to you by Cass Health.